Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Well, a week from Monday is the first official day of practice for softball and baseball, according to the IHSA calendar. And the Sherrard Tigers have a new softball coach. Probably never heard the name Katie Bertelsen before. She's going to take over the Tiger softball program. A blink of an eye, Katie Bertelsen, I thought you just got done playing at United High School. Man, time flies.
It does. It certainly flies. And, I mean, I was done with, down at Southern, and it flew by so fast, and now I'm back home.
Well, tell us a little bit about taking on this Sherrard Tiger softball program. Let's backtrack a little bit. What kind of interested you in this position?
Well, last year, you see, I was at Gilbert High School as an assistant there, and I've always wanted to be a head coach, and Sherrard was just, a team that they have so much talent, you know, as being close to Quad Cities for softball, and when I knew that job was open, I just jumped on it because I wanted to start fresh with the program and start fresh with girls that I don't know, and I feel like it's a good fit for me. And I'm excited for this year to just start over and have a new beginning for him.
Yeah, and I guess a little bit about kind of how the off season has been going for you. I assume some of the open gyms and some of the workouts you've had. What have you liked so far about the program and the kids you've inherited?
What I like so far is that I have a lot of girls that are dedicated, you know, and they contact me as in, like, they can make it. Let me know about open gyms. Like I said, it's hard with, you know, girls that play multiple sports to make it to those open gyms, you know, all the time. So I don't get to see them all. But, I mean, that the good side is that I know that I have girls that are dedicated, you know, that are willing to work at it and contact me to, like, get extra help and just stay in touch with me throughout, like, the off season. So once we get in the season, we're just ready to go.
Well, and you look at kind of the, I guess, the culture of softball. You're well aware of that kind of in the Quad City area growing up playing the ASA circuit. So, I mean, that's the one thing you kind of, even though I would call you a first-year head coach, that's a bit of a misnomer because you've been around the game for so long. And you kind of know, as I mentioned, the culture of basically softball in this area, which gives you, I would think, a little bit of an advantage going into this.
Yes, I mean, definitely with the girls that are playing year-round, up in the cities. I mean, I know that on Sherrard's team, pretty much everybody's playing year-round, you know. And so they know, like, they're always constantly practicing, constantly going to see their hitting coach, their pitching coach, just constantly working at it. So when one season hits, I'm excited to, you know, get them together, and I get to take them, you know, as in, like, they're going to play every weekend, but now I get to be with them every day. So hopefully I can build them up, and then in the summer they can just keep building it up. So each year we're just going to keep building the program.
Yeah, and you, as I mentioned, the first official day of practice is a week from Monday, February the 26th. I doubt you probably are going to be able to get out on the diamond then. Who knows? Maybe. I don't know. But how excited are you to get outdoors and really that's when you kind of know this season is upon us?
Super excited. I mean, if we can get out there the first day, I'll have the girls out there the first day. I'm the type of person, I'd rather be outside even if it's freezing cold than being in a gym, especially with softball. I mean, it's hard to throw at a gym. It's hard to do anything in a gym. And so I like to hit live a lot outside just so the girls can see their ball fly and just give them confidence and stuff. So that's why I want to get outside as soon as possible.
Yeah, and from your perspective, I mean, you have just stopped playing recently. I mean, I don't know how many years you're removed from college, but it's just been a couple of
2015.
So it's just been a couple of seasons. So, yes. You know, that the transition from playing to coaching, how difficult or how challenging is that? You know, from you've played for so much, and now you got to kind of put the hat on the other way and say, I'm coaching. So what's that been like? And I think you've been involved in some pitching lessons and things of that nature over the years, but what's that like?
It's definitely different because, like, as a player, like, I want to get out there and just do it. You know what I mean? But as a coach, like, I have to coach them through it. And then, like you have your setbacks, you know. Some players are, like, aren't as competitive as your other ones. So those are the ones you got to really take in and, like, push them. You know what I mean? But my biggest joy of it is, and difference is, I get to see them grow. Definitely, like, see their ability grow and for me to just coach them up as much as I can. That's the biggest difference, as in being a player, you don't see that. But as a coach, you can.
All right. And then I was talking to you a little bit off the air. Your dad's going to help you out, I assume. Is that right?
Yep, he is. Like I said, he doesn't know that he's probably going to be there a lot more than what he's expecting. But, yep, he is, as much as he can.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. And then, you know, just putting the schedule together, I know the schedule over the years that Sherrard has played, you know, they play the Metro Quad City schools that has the strong ASA culture, and then, you know, the Three Rivers Conference with the likes of Morrison and Rock Ridge are such stellar programs. I know you got to be excited about getting that opportunity to coach against some really, really good softball programs.
Definitely. I am so excited, like I said, like, just to take this program and just start fresh. That's what I feel like I'm doing, because, like I said, I don't know any of the girls. I know Randolph, because I played with Taryn, you know. But I don't know any of the girls, and I'm just ready to start fresh with them, especially with the Quad City level, the competitiveness up there. I'm just wanting to bring that to Sherrard and just, you know, make them a competitive and be able to compete at state. That's, like, my goal, is to get the team to state.
All right. And then I would ask you, I would assume that when there's live hitting, does Katie Bertelson throw the live hitting to the kids?
I will throw a few. my accuracy isn't as good as it used to be. So I'll throw a few to them once we get going a little bit more. But it might be off a little bit. But, yeah, I like to throw to them just so I can throw different pitches and get them working inside, outside, you know, all over. I like to throw to them. So, yeah, I'll be throwing a little bit off the mound.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to broadcasting some Sherrard softball games this spring, as always. And be nice to see Katie Bertelson in the dugout. Katie, good luck. We'll see you down the road.
Thank you.
All right, Katie Bertelson, the new head softball coach at Sherrard, joining us on WRMJ.